We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's time for the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Get insight into your favorite West Virginia University teams and hear exclusive interviews. Now, let's go live inside our MSN studios. Here's your host of the Mountaineer Insider, Dan Zangrilli.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's another edition of the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Thanks for being with us, everyone. And I hope your bye week is off to a good start. And, it's much needed. Don't get me wrong. The bye week, it's one of those things that it's nice to come up for some air. I know, at least on the broadcast team, it's been a bit of a grind. And I'm sure from your perspective, you're grinding it out and trying to get through, put one foot in front of the other, whatever you're doing right now. And I'm sure you'll enjoy maybe a Saturday with the family, football free. But part of me is like, wow, I just really don't want to stop the progress that's happening, because especially the last three games, and I know the Texas game was really tough, that you come out on the wrong end of that one, falling 17-13 to the Longhorns. But that was a game that it did show me something, and I was really pleased with how, I think for most of the game, despite the result not being there, the West Virginia was really able to dictate terms. So bookending that Texas game, you've got two really good wins that you're feeling about, right? 16th ranked Kansas on your home turf, and West Virginia doing whatever they wanted to do, really at any point that they wanted to do it, against TCU, holding the Horned Frogs out of the end zone and just dominating from soup to nuts. And they take this five-game stretch that they were handed, that no other team, by the way, was handed the same set of circumstances. We know that by now. And West Virginia was able to triumph more often than not. They finished that stretch 3-2. So I guess from that standpoint, I'm like, oh, man, it's going to be a Saturday without that progress that you're just really looking forward to this team showing you each and every Saturday. And that's what's, at least for me, made Mountaineer football a whole lot of fun. We've had a lot more of those Saturdays, I think, than we have had some of the setbacks. And there have been some setbacks, no doubt about it. But nevertheless, good to hit the pause button, I suppose. So with that, we're going to have just a short, sweet, to-the-point podcast. It's a conversation with really one of the most important players, I think, in 2024 WVU, and that's on the defensive side of the ball, and that is Tony Fields. So stay with us. You know his story. What a story it's turning out to be. A shame he's going to be one and done here for WVU. You'd love to have a guy like Tony Fields in your program for 2, 3, heck, even all 4 years. But you take what you can get, and I really enjoyed the conversation with Tony because he's, you know, flying around doing his thing. Of course, West Virginia's front is really freeing a lot of things up for Tony Fields to spread his wings, flourish. I mean, it's like the hand in the glove here, Tony Fields and the Mountaineers. He talks to me about why it is such a great fit, how the process went, you know, a little bit of a position change, right, going from outside to inside for Tony Fields, and why he believes that Neil Brown, West Virginia, Mountaineer football, this defensive scheme has just been a perfect fit for him, and it's yielding the results that it has yielded. So I hope you enjoy it. Tony Fields, just an affable young guy, really, really good for that locker room. You could just tell by listening to him and how he goes about his business. He's sort of in my camp from the standpoint, you like the rest of recuperation and maybe an extra week here to sharpen your pencils a little extra for Oklahoma coming up on the 28th, but that ball was rolling in a good way, and you almost don't want to unplug, but as we all know, it's going to be a good thing here this Saturday, but nevertheless, I'll just cede to Tony Fields when we return. Thanks for tuning us in here on this bi-week edition of the Mountaineer Insider Podcast.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining and an ice-cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
So, Tony, you know, here we are, you know, with just a couple of games left, and you come into West Virginia, you've got the one season. You're clearly making the most of it. Now that we're on a bye here, I know that there's still a lot of work at hand here, and you're not in that reflective mode, but I do want you, if you're okay with it, to maybe reflect on what the time here at West Virginia has been like. Has it met your expectations? Has it exceeded your expectations, on and off the field, if you would?
On the field, it's been more than anything I've ever thought of. I mean, I just love the environment. And I love my teammates here. I mean, everybody I play with here makes it fun to play with and to show up to practice with. Every day, I haven't had a day out here where I felt like I dreaded coming into the facility and I dreaded going to practice or I dreaded doing something with the team, because I feel like everything's a little bit different. It's a good bond out here with throughout our team and everything like that. And from the off the field aspect, I mean, it's a little different. It's finally getting cold a little bit, but I'm always good with new change and everything like that, and I like change. So I've been adapting to it as well as I can, and everything's finally folding well for me, and I'm finally used to West Virginia.
I love it, and I think that they've gotten used to you making about 10 to 15 tackles per game. Why do you think that it's worked out? You mentioned all the reasons why it's been a great fit for you. Why do you think that that's actually been the success story that it's been?
It's just all about buying into the program. I trusted the plan Coach Brown, Coach Leslie, and Coach Adai has given to me, and when Coach Coombs coaches me up on the scheme and my technique and everything like that, I make sure I'm a learning sponge when he teaches me and everything. And that's how everything goes on the field. Everything goes hand in hand. I mean, when you practice, you got to make sure you're a learning sponge and you take it in everything. And when it comes to the field, I try to cross that over, what I've learned, just like I practice.
What did they tell you when they were courting you to try to come to West Virginia? I'm sure you had perhaps some other opportunities as well. Obviously, you know, a decorated career even before you came to WVU. I'm curious as to what they said when they got you on the phone, maybe what their sales pitch was or what vision they had for you and how they planned on executing it. And it sounds like that they fulfilled that promise.
Well, one thing that stuck out to me was the family aspect, just because Coach Athai was already here, and he recruited me to U of A. So that was a real close thing for me. And also, I had the opportunity to change positions from the wheel linebacker position to the Mike linebacker position. And I feel like not only would that help me as far as getting better at football, but it would help me in my career as well, just to show that I'm more well-rounded and I can play multiple positions on the defense, and I can blitz off the edge and also play in the box. And
I'm curious, Tony, what did they say to you as it pertained to the position change that really intrigued you, and why did you want to make that move? And was it something that you had considered before from going from Will to Mike?
In high school, I, in a sense, played a little. It wasn't really Mike linebacker, but I had the roles and responsibilities of a Mike linebacker. I had to make sure my front was set and everything like that. And so crossing over and playing Mike linebacker now, it's not really as much of a difference. And the reason being, moving to Mike linebacker was a good idea for me. I liked it just because, like I said, it shows versatility.
So why does this defense suit you? Why do you think you're a good fit in it?
This defense has a lot of moving pieces to it, and that's the best part about it. I like to move. I'm not one of those stationary backers who's just going to go straight downhill every play, because that's not football, especially nowadays. It's more about you got to get your keys and react to everything. Sometimes the play doesn't go straight downhill. It does sometimes, but 9 times out of 10, a play is going to fold back because we have movements going on with our defensive linemen, or we have blitzing going on from our back end or anything like that. So this defense helped me move around a lot, and I have to adjust, and that's something I've always liked to do.
And that suits your skill set well, you think?
Yes. I don't like being stationary. So, yeah, I love it.
Okay, interesting. And that's you from your perspective and what I'm gathering, it's part and parcel why you've had the success that you've had here in West Virginia, just because your ability to be mobile and just fly all over the place, it just is, it's like a glove in a hand, right?
Yes, for sure.
Tony Fields us.
And the most credit I give to my defensive line, I mean, they take up every block almost for me by the movement. I mean, with Darius and Dante and Jeffrey Pooler down there, they make a lot of stuff happen for me. So I got to give the most credit to them.
Gotcha. What about help in the back end? Looks like you're getting a lot more of that lately.
Oh, 100%. I mean, those guys are locked down. I mean, with Tyke, I mean, Lonzo, Dre, I mean, all those guys, they all been doing their stuff. And that's what when the whole defense is playing well, it seems to look good to everybody with everything. So, I mean, that's the plus about it all. We got our back end, and they're covering guys for at least 5 seconds. And our defensive line, Coach Gladley tells them they should be there in 3 seconds. So, I mean, that it's put a lot of pressure on the offense, because we're trying to get to the ball with intent.
So, this defense, do you think that they're getting the credit that they deserve? Because, you know, you talk about getting to the ball with intent. That's something that West Virginia really has done all year long. And you look at the numbers, it's pretty substantial, pretty significant, as far as there's no smoke and mirrors here. I mean, it's balanced stuff. And I wonder if this unit's been undersold. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, we're getting some credit, but that's one thing I know me personally, and I've talked to a lot of guys on our defense, we're not worried about right now. We have 2 more games left, and if we don't got the credit right now, we're going to pull it out these next 2 games. We're going to make sure we bust our butts as much as we can and prepare as hard as we can for these last 2 games of the season, and then hopefully play in the championship.
So talk to me about the 5 straight weeks. What was it like going through that amidst this pandemic? Of course, you know, 2020 is weird. We all know that. But nobody else had to go through 5 straight conference games in the Big 12. West Virginia comes out of that with more wins than losses. 3-2, they finished that five-game stretch. What was that grind like, Tony?
It was pretty cool. I mean, I like football. I don't like this week is probably the worst week for me sitting out and watching. So I mean, the 5 week span. I mean, yeah, it gets tiring. We were in the recovery room a lot as far as our whole team. Coach Mike kept us accountable, made sure we came in every day and did some form of recovery, and that's really what kept us up and ready, up and moving to play those five games.
So I was going to ask you, are you kind of relieved to come up for some air here a little bit over the bye week? And I think you've already answered that. That's absolutely not.
No, we're rolling. I mean, we ready to keep rolling. We, as soon as practice starts again, I mean, the emphasis is to keep going, keep on climbing. So that's what we're ready to do.
Well, sounds like motivation and focus isn't an issue for you, Tony. Leadership in the locker room, same deal. Appreciate all that you've done for Mountaineer Nation. Congrats on your success thus far. I'm sure we'll be catching up with you down the road here to talk about a lot more of it before too long. Thanks for joining us here on the Mountaineer Insider.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I enjoyed that conversation with Tony Fields a bunch, and I hope you do too. Again, just kind of stinks that he's not going to be around next year, but what did Dr. Seuss once say? Don't be sad that it's going to be over, but be glad that it happened. I guess that's what you have to do with guys or grad transfers like Tony Fields when you only have them for 1 year. We're going to enjoy him. There's still a lot of football to be played and still significant impact that he can provide coming up on the 28th against Oklahoma. So not going to say my goodbyes just yet. We have plenty more to see Tony Fields in a Mountaineer uniform. Hey, for some basketball conversation, I'd like to point you to last week's podcast as the Mountaineers prepare for the three games coming up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. As you probably heard, Texas A&M has backed out of that tournament. Northern Iowa has taken the place for that first game that West Virginia will play there. So everything right now is touch and go, hour by hour, minute by minute, as they say. But really enjoyed the conversation in last week's podcast, if you want to scratch that itch. The Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook Editor-in-Chief, Chris Dortch, is my guest last week. I would love for you to revisit that because he is extremely bullish on the Mountaineers. So some recommended listening there if I could go ahead and point you in that direction if you're looking for a little hoop talk, which we will start ramping up both on the men's and women's front as the weeks progress here. But take a deep breath. Enjoy the bye week, everyone. We will talk to you for OU week as West Virginia has a little extra time to prepare for those Sooners and try to get them for the first time as a Big 12 conference participants. Until then, stay safe. Hail West Virginia. Let's go Mountaineers. As always, we appreciate you so very much for listening to the Mountaineer Insider Podcast here on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Mountaineer Insider here on the Mountaineer Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. And be sure to find the latest news and information on the Mountaineers at WVUsports.com. The following has been a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.